Okay. Everyone knows the general Leela of Damodar Vandana, Mother Yashoda bound up Damodar. But because of so many Leelas, I'll just tell some butter stealing Leelas. That would be nice. So we'll hear a couple of those. Because the pastime of Krishna's Makan chores captured everyone's heart. Because ultimately that's the meaning of makan, is our heart, and Krishna's coming to steal it when it tastes good. Sometimes Krishna would break into a house, not break into the house, somehow get into the house, and they would go to steal the makan, the butter. And it was old, it was stale. So Krishna would smell it, like monkeys do. Before monkeys eat something, they go, oh, poof. If it's good, then they eat it. So Krishna took, So then they took their sticks, and Krishna said, this dahi is no good. That's mangal. So then they would take their sticks and poke holes in the clay pot, and all the yogurt would run on the floor. And sometimes when Krishna boys would steal yogurt, they try to steal yogurt, and it wasn't good, it was smelling musty and it was stale. They said, oh, this isn't good. So then to show his anger, when Krishna would, what's happening? Birds are dropping. Cows are pooping, birds are dropping. Covered on all sides. Air strikes and ground troops. Air strikes and ground troops are coming. Wow, amazing. You got beat up by some parrots and cows. What a war. They wouldn't find any good butter, so then Krishna would go in the corner of the room or any place in the room and pee on the floor. He would just pass urine, mutra, on the floor of the cow herders' houses. This is in Bhagavatam, chapter 8, 10th canto. Very naughty boy. And if the yogurt was stale, it wasn't tasting good, Krishna would take some and boys would say, how is it? He said, no, it's not good. But watch what I do with this. They said, what are you going to do with it? Watch. Come with me. Don't make any noise. So Krishna would carry the dahi in his hand, and he would tiptoe very quietly to the baby's room. And he'd open the door to the baby room. Small chota bacha. And baby was sleeping, and Krishna would go... He would smear it all over his mukh, all the stale, stinky, old, there's nothing more stinky than old milk, sour milk, sour yogurt. And Krishna would go, oh, this is your yogurt? This, you go, and then pinch the guy, baby's nose, and then, the baby would cry like anything. And Krishna would, let's go, boys, and then, shoom. And all the mothers and fathers would see when they looked out the door was a streak of blue. A blue streak, streak means a line, a blue streak. Krishna was going like lightning. Oh, it's that black marauder again. It's that black chore. You can't trust anyone black. They're all chores. This makan chore, Shamsundar. So he's so naughty. This is a human lila, human pastimes. And baby's crying with stinky butter all over his face. Very nice. I like too much. So this lila is called Bandor Chokidar Lila. Do you know that one? You don't. I'm sure. Bandor Chokidar Lila. So, once upon a time. Sit over here. I can't see you. You're on the side. I can't see. You shouldn't sit behind the speaker. It's a mango. I can't see. It's like too far off the side. Don't feel left out. There's all locals here, and you're like on a caboose or something. In the back. This is a special Russian car. Okay. So this is called Bandur Chokidar Leela. You saw? No. You have to become a monkey to see it. Once upon a time, Krishna got caught in the house of a gopi. Gopi, hey, pakaro. Gopal pakaro. She caught him. Where do you think you're going? And after he stole yogurt and butter, she said, I got you, thief. I caught you white-handed. They have this expression, catch you red-handed, but his hands are all white. So they caught him white-handed. She's a police, she has to catch people red-handed. So this gopi, she caught Krishna red-handed, white-handed. And all over his mouth also. She said, hey, Lala. Why are your mouth and cheeks all smeared with butter and yogurt? Because Krishna had butter and yogurt all over his mouth and cheeks. So this gopi, she captured him. She said, hey, Lala. What is all this yogurt and butter all over your face? I think that's my yogurt and butter. And Krishna denies the accusation. He says, listen, I was walking by your house and I saw a monkey jump in your window. I saw one monkey jump in your window. So I came in your house to guard your supply of butter and to keep the monkeys from stealing. I came in your house to guard your supply of butter and yogurt so the monkeys wouldn't steal it. And when I was guarding, one monkey came in the storeroom and tried to take the butter from my hand, but I wouldn't give it to him. So then that monkey was so naughty that he smeared my face with butter and ran away. This is Chokidar Bandur Leela. So Krishna was acting as Chokidar, and she's accusing him. I didn't steal your butter yogurt. I was guarding and there was a fight and the monkey smeared it on my face. You imagine you're the gopi looking down at Krishna. Krishna's looking up. I didn't do it, you know. He's only 3 years old. Balya Leela, Gokul Leela. 3 years old, four maximum. You know how your little son looks up at you. I didn't do it, mommy. I didn't do it. And he did it. He's lying through his teeth. He knows it. The mother knows it. God knows it. Everybody knows it. I didn't do it. I didn't break it. What was that? What broke? I don't know. The lamp fell off the table. It broke. Well, how did it fall off the table? I don't know, the wind blew and it just fell. You hit it. So, nothing cuter than a lying child. So, I wouldn't give it to him, so there was a tussle and he was so naughty. So then the Brajagopi said, okay, Lala, so that's how you got yogurt and butter on your mouth because the monkey smeared it. But can you explain, how did you get yogurt and butter on your hands? Oh, that. You don't know? You don't know? Mother Yashoda gave me a very costly ruby bracelet. Now that's, when your father's a king, how do you say ruby? Padma Ratna. Padma Ratna Chuni. What do you call it? Churi. Padma Ratna Churi. And now listen, a very good story, very true. And it was that bangle became so hot on my wrist, I felt a terrible burning sensation when I was guarding your yogurt and butter from those monkeys, those wild monkeys. So my wrist was burning, so I stuck it inside the yogurt to get relief from my burning wrist. And when I pulled up my wrist, oh, look at that. And just by chance, there was a kilo of butter, so I said, what to do? Okay. So I haven't taken any of your butter. So now, what are you going to say in response to that? Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai. Okay, new file.